तस्य जनाञ्जनाक्षदाखाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कथमय्यं तथापि स्वापतन्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुथापदकमलं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं धं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखाम्बिकांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनाबन्धु जगत्पथे गोपेशा गोपिका खण्डा राधा खण्डा नमोस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चना गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुधे देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पथिथानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासति गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
I express my very deepest gratitude to our esteemed evening holiness Appan Parakala Ramanuja Embar G.R. of Sri Purambundur, who has driven for many, many hours at the age of 86 and came right out from his car onto the stage to thrill our hearts, to melt our hearts with his great words of spiritual love, and to Sri Lakshmi Narasimha Parasarabhatta, who is like our eternal well-wisher, so full of joy, so full of compassion, and so full of enthusiasm to express his love for Sri Ranganath Swami, and to Sri Murli Bhattar, who we are here because of him, his enthusiasm to serve, his love for Ranganath Swami, is so much expressed through the way he loves and serves all Vaishnavas. My sincere gratitude to Sri Rangaras Bhattar from Kanchipuram, who has so kindly come to bring Sri Varadraja's blessings upon all of us. I'm sure we all feel that Shripad Ramanujacharya's supremely divine blessings are showering upon all of us through these intimate servitors of His this evening. We thank them very loudly by chanting. It was 5 years ago, about half the amount of devotees in our yatra came to Srirangam on a South Indian yatra. And how we were greeted, how we were treated, and how we were inspired by these great souls, Murli Bhatter, Lakshmi Narasingha Bhatter, and the G.R. Swami of Srirangam. At that time, with so much sincerity and feeling, they insisted on the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming to Srirangam. You must bring your yatra. In fact, you should bring twice as many people. The wish of a Vaishnava saint is fulfilled by Krishna. And we are out here like dancing little puppets being pulled by the strings of their desire. We are so grateful to them for bringing us back. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, spent 4 months of Chaturmasya, the rainy season, here in Srirangam. Interestingly, we wanted to come during the Chaturmasya rainy season, but somehow or other, I was trapped into this book tour in America and could not come back till December. So, to have it within the 500 years of Lord Chaitanya, we had our yatra now. But by Krishna's grace, although it is totally unseasonable for it to rain at the end of December, Krishna wanted us to be here during the rainy season. And it rained all day. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, he came to the seven gates into the inner sanctum for the darshan of Sri Ranganathji. And upon seeing the most merciful lotus feet and the lotus eyes of Sri Ranganathji, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu swooned in ecstasy, raised his arms very high, and chanted the holy names. Tears were pouring from his eyes like the two sections of the Kaveri River that are surrounding Ranga Kshetra. His hairs were standing on end, his limbs were trembling. His beautiful golden complexion was attracting the hearts of hundreds, thousands of people. And here in Sri Ranga Kshetra, he induced literally tens and thousands of people to join the kirtan of the chanting of the holy names. Krishna, 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 Krishna. The Pujari gave our Mahaprabhu the Mala Prasad of Sri Ranganath Swami. Charanamrit, Mahaprasad. And then one great saint, Venkata Bhatta. He appealed to the Lord with such deep feeling that Chaturmasya is just beginning. It is not appropriate for a sannyasi to be traveling around during this time. Please stay with me in my home for the next 4 months. Now in our sampradaya, we accept that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. Radha Bhava Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. The tattva of Sri Chaitanya is Krishna who has come to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's love and also assumed her beautiful golden complexion. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikratir Ladini Shaktirasma. The absolute truth is one, but they are eternally existing as two, the Shakti and the Shaktiman. Sitaram Lakshmi Narasimha, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna. But that Radha Krishna have become one again as Lord Chaitanya. The Supreme Lord is Bhava Grahi. He does not accept the thing that is offered. He accepts the love in which it is offered. Patram pushpam palam to yam yoni bhakta prayachchati. Krishna tells, if you offer a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water with devotion, I will accept it. The Supreme Lord, Narayan, is Atmarama, completely self-satisfied, but is always hungry to taste the sweetness of the love of his devotee. Venkata Bhatta invited the Lord with such love, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not resist. And it is very interesting. In the whole Leela of Sri Chaitanya, the Lord stayed in Navadvip for about 24 years. Then he took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri. He toured South India for about 2 years, constantly traveling. And he spent about 18 years continuously in Puri. Of all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of places he visited, including Vrindavan, besides Navadvip and Puri, the place he stayed longest, Srirangam. Accepting the irresistible hospitality of Venkata Bhatta. And while he was here, Venkata Bhatta's little son, Gopal, he was just about 5 or 6 years old. The first day, according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Venkata Bhatta washed the feet of Lord Chaitanya, and Gopal drank it, and his ecstatic love was awakened. And it is a beautiful story we will discuss on another day, but he became the great Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the prominent, most significant, influential saints in our parampara. So that same type of love that Venkata Bhatta attracted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to remain here for 4 months, Murli Bhatta in that parampara extended to all of us. And I believe that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is living in all of your hearts. So that love forced all of us to come back to Sri Rangam during the rainy season. And our beloved Guru Maharaj, J.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, his love for all the great Vaishnava Acharyas so much influenced and affected our hearts. Again and again, he quotes the words of Sripad Ramanujacharya. By his grace, he took this Vaishnava culture and the wisdom and the blessings of all the great Vaishnava avatars and saints to the whole world. This is a very historical event which is greatly moving my heart. On the 500th anniversary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to this place where he created such beautiful unity between the Sri Sampradaya and the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we have all come as part of this pastime. There may be some technical differences in our approach, in which aspects of the 9 processes of devotional service we may emphasize more. There may be some historical differences in who we emphasize as far as the most prominent avatars or saints in our lives. But when it comes to the essence, the Sri Sampradaya and the Gaudiya Sampradaya are so intimately connected. Sripad Ramanujacharya taught Vishishta Dvaita Tattva that the Supreme Absolute Truth, Narayan, Krishna, his body is Satchitananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And his abode, Vaikuntha, is eternal. It is not just a temporary conception. Beyond the Brahma Jyoti, beyond the impersonal, all-pervading aspect of the Supreme, is the Lord's abode, where the Lord is eternally residing with His Ladini Shakti, with His pleasure potency, and with His unlimited devotees. And that the Jivatma, the The individual soul is part and parcel of the Supreme. Like the sun, planet, and the sun ray. The sun ray, or the Jivatma, is qualitatively one, identical to the sun planet. Gives off heat and light, as we are eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, inherently. But namalvamso jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. Quantitatively we are apart. Om purnam adha purnam idam. And Krishna is the complete whole. Nitya nityanam chaitanas chaitananam. Eko bahunam yogadipati kamam. But there is one supreme eternal and there are many, many, many eternals. Those many eternals are always subordinate to the one supreme eternal. Sri Ramanujacharya emphasized this. Inconceivable one indifference between the soul and God. Our eternal individual personalities and that the means of the supreme perfection of liberation is bhakti. The spirit of service with devotion, service with love. And Krishna is bhaktivatsal. He doesn't need anything from us. But he's willing to give us by his grace, by his mercy, the supreme liberation of prema, or pure love. Rupa Goswami tells that the pleasure derived from the Kaivalya Advaita conception of liberation, that pleasure is like the water contained in a footprint of a calf compared to the unlimited, shoreless, bottomless ocean of pleasure in loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Ramanujacharya gave us this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to these places and honored him. And this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us. Lord Chaitanya came to all these holy places throughout South India. And he honored and recognized the essence of bhakti wherever he found it. In this age of Kali, where there is quarrel and hypocrisy over insignificant things, as our Lakshmi Narasimha Bhattar was explaining, all the things we disagree with are simply due to the ahankar, ego. Edge God out. Thank you for that poetic realization. But for us to come together, appreciate and share the great things that we have in common, that will bring about a spiritual revolution in the world. And as Swamiji was explaining, our G.R. Swami, the great saints, their hearts are overflooding with compassion to see the sufferings of the people in this world. purpose of remaining in this world was to help alleviate that suffering. There's a beautiful story, Sri Ramanujacharya's life. He was on his way to Tirupati. And he came to a village. There was a very wealthy man there. I believe Yagyesh was his name. And he told two of his assistants that, go tell my disciple that we would like to spend the night with him tonight. So they went. And this wealthy devotee was so excited. My Gurudev is coming. Sripad Ramanujacharya is coming to our house. He called his wife, he called his servants, he called his children. Let's make everything ready. Let's cook nice prasad. Let's clean the house. Let's make nice room for him. They were so excited and they were so busy preparing for Gurudev's arrival that they didn't even offer a glass of water or a sitting place to his assistants, his disciples. They forgot about them in their enthusiasm. So they came back and they told Ramanujacharya, he's making grand preparations for your coming. He said, how did he take care of you? Nothing. He was too busy preparing for you. Not even some water, a sitting place, nothing. He said, I have another disciple who's very, very poor. Let's go there. So Ramanujacharya went there. And the man, his disciple, was out begging. But his wife, she came to the door and she saw Gurudev was there. She was shocked. It was unbelievable. She said, please come in, we'll feed you. She went, they sat down in the house. She went in the kitchen, there wasn't a grain of rice, nothing. She was thinking, what am I going to do? My Gurudev is here, my husband's out begging, I don't know when he's going to come back. We have to give him something. We have to feed him and all of his devotees. So there was one very wealthy man who had illicit attraction for this lady. And she completely ignored him, although he was regularly sending messages to her. So she went out the back door and she went to that man and said, tonight I will satisfy your desires if you just do one thing. My beloved Gurudev has come to my house and I have nothing. Just give me some nice bhoga to prepare for him. So he was really happy. He almost gave up hope. And he arranged a grand feast to be sent, and she offered it to Lord Narayan and brought it before her Gurudev. And they were enjoying so much. They were wondering, how is it possible such a poor family is giving us so much wonderful, wonderful prasad with so much love and devotion? Meanwhile, the husband came home and he couldn't believe what he saw, Ramanujacharya and his disciples eating. He said, where did you get this? She hung her head low in shame and said, this is what I did because I couldn't bear not giving hospitality to Gurudev and his disciples, our god brothers. He said, this is your glory. That you are willing to do anything to serve Guru and the Vaishnavas. Your heart is pure. So they went in the room and they told Ramanujacharya what happened. He said, you both go to this man and give him my Mahaprasad. So they went to the house and gave him the Mahaprasad, and after tasting the Mahaprasad of Ramanujacharya and the Vaishnavas, his heart melted. He said, I am so sinful. But now I see that you love your Gurudev so much that you were willing to do the thing that was the most difficult, painful thing in the whole universe. You were willing to do that to serve Guru and the Vaishnavas. Can I meet your Guru? And they brought him back. And he surrendered his life. He didn't want any such material pleasures. Param drishtva nivartate. He experienced the higher taste of service to Guru and the Vaishnavas. It was a very happy time. Meanwhile, Yagesh, the wealthy disciple, he was bewildered. Ramanuja never came. Ramanujacharya never came. So he came, he heard he was over at this other house, and he looked down and he said, have I made some offense? Why you didn't come? And Shripad Ramanujacharya told him, don't you understand that if you want to please me, you must please the devotees? This is the principle that he established so strongly through his own behavior and through his teachings. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. And his own teachers taught. When Shripad Ramanujacharya climbed up the mountain to Tirupati to see Balaji, on his way up, Srishaila Purna, his guru, heard that he was coming, and he came down part of the way, a long distance, to give him garlands and prasad and water. Shripad Ramanujacharya, he couldn't believe this. Why did you come? You are my guru. You are esteemed as a saint and acharya. Why did you come all this way, all alone, carrying prasad for me? Why didn't you send one of your servants or a junior person to come? This great scholar and acharya, Srishaila Purna, said, that's what I was thinking too. I was looking all around Tirumala to find the person junior to myself that I can send to do this menial work. But in the whole of Tirumala, I could not find anyone junior to me. I was the junior most. So therefore, I was happy to come to bring it. Shripad Ramanujacharya understood the lesson. In the eyes of God, in the eyes of the Supreme Lord, real greatness is in humility and genuine eagerness to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord's devotees. Such service is not a task. It's a blessing. In this yatra, there is about 5,000 of us. There are people who hardly could come to any talks or go to only holy places because they're getting up at about 3 a.m. to start cooking for all of you. Hundreds of them. And in the heat of South India, they're standing over fiery pots with fire blazing, stirring and stirring, hour after hour after hour. And ladies from Belgaum, for half the day, they're rolling parathas. And then there are others who are trying to get you on your buses and trying to... And when you have 230 buses and from now and then the bus drivers start going on strike. No, we're not going here, we're not going here, and it's an emergency and they're working things out and this is the way they're spending their days and nights while we're enjoying. At least, I hope you're enjoying. So for us to be here, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, there are hundreds of devotees who are struggling, problem after problem, cooking, managing, organizing, arguing with people to serve you. Vaikuntha is a place of no anxiety. Vaikuntha. But our acharyas teach us higher than no anxiety is to be in anxiety out of love for the pleasure of the Lord and the devotees. Higher than no anxiety is to be in anxiety for the sufferings of the fallen souls. Because that anxiety is not due to an selfish desire that is not fulfilled. It is born of love. We heard from G.R. Swamiji about Yashoda Mai. Shukadeva Goswami tells in the Bhagavatam that Yashoda Mai and Rohini Devi were constantly in anxiety for little Krishna Balaram. Because there were little babies crawling around. And when they just started walking, it was even more anxiety. They were thinking, they may step on thorns. They may be scratched by a monkey's claws or bitten by a dog or cat's teeth. They may be hit by a bull's horn or stepped on by a cow's hoof. They may eat something. Krishna eats dirt. Even Balaram is saying, Krishna, you ate dirt. They were always in anxiety, worried about Krishna. But this anxiety is millions and billions and trillions of times more blissful than being in peace. Because it's the anxiety of love, the anxiety of service. So instead of thinking, why do I have to do this? The bliss is the service attitude. Vasudev Dutt, he prayed to Lord Chaitanya, let the sins of everyone in the universe come on my head because I cannot bear seeing their suffering. And let me suffer hellish conditions perpetually, but let them go back to the spiritual world. Quraysh, but his eyes were burned out with a grateful heart, he thanked those people who did that. Thank you for allowing me to do such intimate service for my Gurudev. this is the common principle that these two great sampradayas, the Mahabrahma Gaudiya Sampradaya and the Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya, share. Selfless, unconditional, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotion. Sabaitam Sangparo Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Hokshajay Ahoitiki Aprati Hataya Yatma Suprasidati. The supreme dharma, unconditional, unmotivated, loving service to the Lord. And Lord Gauranga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed in his Shikshastakam, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janamani janamanishwari bhavatat bhaktira hoita kitvai. I do not want wealth or the opposite sex, or fame, or knowledge, or even liberation. I only want to be the servant of your servant, forever. And it is for this great goal that we have come to Sri Rangam. To hear, to chant, to serve the devotees, and to pray, to cry for this blessing of undivided loving service to the Lord and the devotees, and compassion to all beings. And it is for this purpose we have come together to cry out the holy name. My sincerest gratitude to our great saints on the dais and to all of you. Thank you very much. Our beloved Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, by his divine grace, we have received this priceless culture of Vaishnav Kripa, the mercy of Vaishnavas. Thank you.
Rangarajan Bhaktar from Kanchipuram is offering Lord Varvaraj's Mahaprasadam to Maharaj.
Om Rajaya Rajaya Pradasyaya Namo Vayam Vishavanaya Umahe Samega Manka Maramaya Mahyam Kameshara Vishavanaya Dharu Kumeraya Vishavanaya Maharajaya Namaha Peralala Pramal Perindevitaya Anugraham.
Take all the shots.